With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
All right,
I
we
never
good?
Took a lesson, you know, that's why maybe, because I hate it.
All right, Jasmine, nice to meet
nice
you.
Nice to meet you.
Here we are together in Puente Romano.
Yes.
Can you please tell us a bit about actually who you are, what age are you and where you're from?
I'm from Italy and I'm 26. I'm here in Puente Romano because I wear ASICS.
Okay. And where are you from precisely? What city?
At pre-season I did one week in Dubai.
No, what city are you from?
From Lucca.
Okay.
It's in Tuscany.
All right.
Yeah, I born here there.
Okay. I think you are currently number one Italian in the world, no?
Now number one is Trevisan.
Ah, okay.
Number one Trevisan, number two Bronzetti, and number three.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have such good information.
But I like you, come on. I'm number one.
I read it somewhere. can you
maybe my dad wrote this. No, I don't know.
I think your dad wrote your Wikipedia page and, for the sponsors.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about your game? What does it look like?
I like to attack, I mean, but my serve is not really, really good. I'm just 160 centimeter, so I have to, you know, to build the point.
Yeah.
But I like to hit strong the ball.
And what's your ranking right now?
I think it's 63, maybe, something like that.
But you've been 44.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
You are pro since how long?
I don't know.
couple years already, right?
Yeah, maybe more. I don't know what means to be a pro. I mean, which ranking?
I think as long as you have 1 point. No?
Oh, so it's at least 9 years.
Okay.
If it's from the first point, it's at least 9 years. I was 17.
And how did you actually discover tennis?
Because I was born in a little country near Lucca, like I said, and there was just a swimming pool or tennis courts, and I choose tennis because I hate to swim.
Okay.
So I started because my uncle said, maybe you can try. I like to play tennis, my uncle. You can try it. I started and I like it since the beginning. So,
but before that, you've done dancing, right?
Yes, because my mom was teaching dancing, and so I was like dancing 2 or 3 years. But then when I started to play tennis, I decided to quit with dance because I like more tennis and it was more fun for me.
At what age?
I think I started 5 and a half. And I quit with dance maybe 1 year after.
And can you feel that dance is bringing something to your game, maybe physically?
No,
or
I think
nothing.
Like I never dance, you know?
Really? Not even in the club?
No, I feel like I never dance.
You're
in
more in the
life.
Bar?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not good at all at dancing. I was, but I'm not good at all. No.
Really?
Yes, I don't know why.
Okay, all right then. What's your best result so far? I think you won.
I won
Porto Rose.
Yeah, Porto Rose last year, and yeah, that's the best result that I did. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
WTA 250.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's your objectives for 2023? Do you have something special in mind?
I would like to improve, you know, more my ranking to beat my best one that was 44, but also to be, you know, in the top seed of Grand Slam, so under 32 will be great. It's not easy. You have to play good almost all the year to go and to do maybe one big result.
Mm-hmm.
but that's the goal.
What's the shot, the most natural shot of your game? The one you can play eyes closed any time of the day?
My favorite is my forehand, but I think my backhand is the one that, yeah, it's more consistent.
And the shot you need to improve the most?
Serve, of course.
Are you working hard on it?
Yeah, but it's not easy. I'm 160 centimeters, so I'm not so tall, you know, to hit strong and fast, but I'm trying.
And mentally, how do you consider yourself?
Mentally, I can improve a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, let's say that. I can improve a lot. I think sometimes I'm thinking, you know, with the right mind, sometimes no, because I need to, the goal also for 2023 is to be more consistent, so to play the same level almost all the year, which is not easy, but I will try to do it, because usually I play maybe 2 months good, 1 month bad, then again very good, then really bad.
Yeah.
So it's to have a better average, you know.
Do you have a mental coach?
No, but I work with a psychologist.
Okay.
That she helped me out, more out than in the court, but
okay.
I think it's important as well.
Yeah, you feel...
Yeah.
It's, you feel better with it?
I think everyone should work with a psychologist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because you talk about yourself and you understand more about yourself. So for me, it was very important.
And how often do you do it? Once a week, twice per month?
At the beginning, I was doing once a week. But now, no. It's like once. When I need, you know?
Yeah.
When I need, I call her and we speak.
And you just told me that you are pretty tired. What does the preseason look like in terms of how many hours per day, what time? Can you describe us?
Yeah, it's tired because you have to, you know, to do a lot of things. Always you are at home, you have to do stuff that you never do because you are at home. So you say, oh, I have to do this. Okay, let's do it in December because I'm at home. And then you have a lot of things to do also outside the court. But I train like 2 hours, 2 or 3 hours in the gym. I mean, also not always in the gym, but I mean for the fitness.
Yeah.
And then I play 1 day, 2 hours tennis, and the other day, 2 hours in the morning and 1 hour in the afternoon. So 1 day I do... 3 hour tennis, the day after 2 hours, then 3 hours, 2 hours. Yeah, that's our organization.
All right.
Yeah.
For our audience, could you share with us the best tennis advice you received from a coach since you ever started tennis? Something that you still use every now and then, something you think is the most essential?
I think it's mentally to be in the present when you play. So to be, yeah, oh, now I'm playing tennis, let's do this. To be focused on the present, you know. Don't think about the past, the future. Just be on the point and on what you are doing in that moment.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you more Novak, Roger, Rafa, Daniil Alcaraz, or the rest of the world?
I'm Roger.
Good answer.
Yeah, but you know, I grew up watching Roger and Rafa, and then after some years came Nole. But yeah, I mean, when I was a child, I remember Roger and Rafa. Novak was too young, you know, for my age. But I recognize that he's, I mean, one of the best tennis players. I don't want to say which one of those are the best, but they are, I mean, I don't know, they are tennis. They are all of them, they have something special, I think. So it's difficult to choose one, you know.
And at what age did you actually understand that you had something special with tennis?
I mean, at the beginning I was like, oh, it seems I can play really good. I can improve really fast, you know, because I started to playing with some children, and then after, I don't know, a couple of months, I was in the better, you know.
Next level.
In the next level. So I said, oh, maybe I'm good. Then I started to play some tournaments in my region, and I was winning. So I said, oh, I'm good. But I decided, I mean, I went to the federation when I was 15, and there I started to train and to think about professional. And yeah, from there I think I said, oh, maybe I can do it. Now I have all the
facilities.
Yes, to do it.
At 15?
15, yes. Before I was like, I was enjoying, I was like, doing stuff as a child, you know?
Yeah.
Going to tennis, practice, and then home, back home, without fitness, like this, to enjoy.
Right. And last thing, how do you deal with this crazy life? Because being a professional tennis player is kind of crazy. You're never at home. You're an athlete, so you think, you sleep, you eat tennis.
Yeah.
Is it hard for you, or you like it so much that it makes things easy? How do you?
I think
where are you?
For everyone, it's tough, because even if you like it, and I like it, I feel like I'm very lucky, but it's hard. But I think it's hard to like all the jobs. I mean, there is something worse than tennis player for
sure.
But I feel like I'm lucky, but it's also hard, because it's work, you know. It's passion, but it's also work. So you have to travel, you miss the flight, how I did today. Then you are in the hotel, I don't know, you have to be home for something. You're never home, you never see your family, your close friends, your boyfriend, girlfriend,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever. And it's not easy. It's not easy, but I feel I'm lucky, because I do what I love. I feel it's not easy, but I feel lucky. Yeah.
Last question.
Yeah.
What's your dream?
My dream, I think, as all the tennis players, it's to win a Grand Slam. I think it's a dream. It's not a goal, it's a dream.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's that one.
And next to tennis, another dream.
Another dream maybe is to have a nice family.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know, after tennis, about a job or something, I at the moment I really, I'm confused. I don't know
what
I'm going to do. But
because you're in the present.
For sure, yes. For sure, I want a family.
Wish you the best.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.